I'm a little bit hesitant to do this video today. And the reason being, when I did my last update on NBA Finals ratings for Game 2 on Friday, the preliminary number that I was using ended up being way, way off from the final rating. And that wasn't the case for Game 1. Game 1, the preliminary number and final rating were within about 10% of each other. Game 2, the preliminary rating was 7 million. The final rating was 9.3 million. Which kind of has me questioning that final rating number, to be honest with you. As I've explained before, the final rating includes out-of-home viewership. So you mean to tell me 2.3 million people watched the NBA Finals on Thursday in restaurants and bars? A 25% increase. I mean, I guess it's not that far-fetched. I don't know, but that is a big, big jump. You guys already know how I feel about the out-of-home viewership being counted towards the final rating. I think it's a ploy by the NBA to boost their struggling numbers. But what the hell do I know? I don't make the rules. I can only go by the numbers that I'm given and give you my take on it. I've been going back and forth all day today whether or not I wanted to do another video based off preliminary ratings. But then I got to thinking about it, and we can keep doing this and compare preliminary numbers to the final rating going forward. So here we are. We're going to do it again. Game 3, Bucks-Suns, last night. Another boring game. God, it was boring. I'm a diehard NBA fan. Even I'm having a hard time watching the NBA Finals this year. Nothing exciting is happening. It's one blowout after another. Apparently, I was one of very few people who watched the finals last night. Because, once again, the preliminary number for Game 3 was lower than Game 2, which was lower than Game 1. This is a trend now for the finals this year. The audience is shrinking every game, at least preliminary. Now, for the record, I got the preliminary ratings from Spoiler TV, which tracks ratings daily for the broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, the major networks. There is no other way to say this. Game 3 was another disaster for the NBA. There's a reason that the NBA schedules the finals when they do. Thursdays are typically a big night for television. Same with Sunday. Most people are at home Sunday night, getting ready for the work week. The NBA, they don't schedule games during the finals for Friday and Saturday night, for obvious reasons. Most people are not at home. With most of America at home on Sunday night, there was no Major League Baseball to compete with. The Euro Cup, it ended yesterday afternoon. Wimbledon was over. Literally, last night, there was nothing on television besides the NBA Finals and Big Brother. There is no reason the NBA should not have drawn a good number last night. None. Preliminary ratings for Game 3, 6.2 million viewers. That is down 11% from the preliminary rating for Game 2, down 20% from Game 1. At this point, do I even need to explain how bad this is for the NBA? According to the media, though, the NBA Finals have been a resounding success. Game 2, NBA's largest audience since the COVID hiatus. ESPN, they're doing their usual spin job. They issued a press release a couple of hours ago, talking about the massive success of the NBA Finals. NBA, 41% up for Game 2, up 26% year over year. You know, last year, the year that we're not supposed to count because of the pandemic, we're supposed to forget about last year. The media, they've actually found another way to spin this too. They are working hard for the NBA, trying to turn this dump into a palace. The NBA broke 20-year viewership records for NBA Finals in Milwaukee and Phoenix only. Of course they broke records in those markets. I would expect viewership to be high in Phoenix and Milwaukee. I think that's pretty obvious. The problem is, the rest of the country doesn't give a damn about this series. Game 3 drew a 1.8 in the 18 to 49 demographic. That is another number the media is going to pounce all over. The NBA won the night last night in the key demo. That's because the NBA's audience is the youngest audience of all of professional sports. The NBA always skews young. Game 3 peaked at 7.2 million viewers, and at one point, the audience dropped all the way down to 5.7 million. Think about that, 5.7 million. That's a number I would expect for the All-Star game. That's a number I would expect for Christmas Day. That is atrocious for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. But you're not going to hear that from the media. They'll tout the peak number, which stands at 7.2 million right now. I'm sure they'll find a way to boost that to 10 million by the time the final rating comes out. With the final rating already being released and official for games 1 and 2, the media is touting the fact that the NBA is up 1.5 million people on average for the finals this year. What they're not telling you is the NBA is down 5 million people from games 1 and 2 in 2019. They're down 10 million from 2018. But the NBA going woke has nothing to do with the drop in ratings. I told you guys last week that the media was out of excuses. There is no pandemic to blame. You can't blame the lack of crowds. There is no excuse for the NBA this year. All the media has left to do is spin this in the most positive way possible. That's why ESPN brought up the fact that the NBA broke records in Milwaukee and Phoenix. What other reason would they have to even mention that? The Bucks haven't made an NBA final since the 1970s. The Suns haven't made it since the 90s. If the Pelicans were in the finals this year, guess what? The NBA would break viewership records in New Orleans. Here's what is about to happen. The preliminary rating for Game 3 is higher than the official rating for Game 3 last year. You already know what is going to happen. The woke media is going to tout this as a major success for the NBA. In my eyes, things could not be worse right now for the NBA. At least last year, they could blame the NFL or Major League Baseball. They have zero competition right now. There is no reason the NBA should not be drawing 10 to 12 million people for this series, which is what I predicted they would do before Game 1. Obviously, I was wrong. There isn't anyone woke involved in the finals right now. Now, you can make the case that Giannis is woke, but Giannis really hasn't done anything woke or radical since boycotting the playoffs last year. So there's not anyone woke in the finals. You would think that ratings would be up. This is a consequence, though. This is the consequence for the sins of the NBA from last summer. I told you guys LeBron James not being involved in the finals would have no impact on the television ratings. If LeBron being out of the playoffs would have helped, we would have seen increases in the second round of the playoffs or the conference finals. What the NBA needs right now is a marketable superstar. They have got to figure this out before next season. Otherwise, ratings are going to continue to be where they are now. They have got to get the woke out of the league. Look at what wokeness is doing to ESPN right now. This mentality, agenda, whatever you want to call it, it is a disease in a business. The NBA needs a marketable star that can draw back the casual viewer because that is who they are missing right now, the casual fan. Chris Paul is not the answer. Giannis is not the answer. If they were, then people would be flocking to watch this series. I think it's going to get worse. I think it's going to get worse. Because the finals has been so uncompetitive. The casual fan doesn't feel like they're missing out on anything. Three straight blowouts. Who in the hell wants to watch that? Anyway, what do you guys think of the preliminary rating for Game 3 last night? Thus far as preliminary numbers go, it's the least watched game of the finals. Do you think that we could see the ratings increase starting with Game 4 Wednesday night? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys a bit later.